Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we're delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. You know that we would love to hear from you, so send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. Today, we are thrilled to have this dynamic duo with us, Brian Espy and Alejandra Lewis. They're from a beautiful ministry called Life on Wheels. What is Life on Wheels? Well, Life on Wheels is on a mission to serve women, save babies, and share Jesus through the power of ultrasound. So they're a mobile unit that goes out into the highways and the byways here in the state of Alabama. And you can go out to their website called lifeonwheelsalabama.com. And there's a beautiful image of the mobile unit. And it's a beautiful ministry. They do free pregnancy tests. They do free ultrasounds. And they get to minister to women who are in an unplanned pregnancy, an unexpected pregnancy, and who are maybe afraid and scared, don't know what to do, in despair. Or maybe they are excited that they're pregnant and they just need to affirm their pregnancy.
And whether it's an abortion-free state or a state where abortion's going up to the time of birth, if you're pregnant and this beautiful mobile unit comes by and you're offered a free ultrasound, you get it. So right. They're seeing so many people, and some of them are abortion-minded, some of them are going because they want the gestational age that they can abort, others are pregnant, they're happy about it, but they're in a Christian culture, atmosphere in that little mobile unit there, and they can hear the truth. And we do want to say that if you're watching the show today and you've had an abortion, there's post-abortion healing for you. We're not here to condemn you. And some of the best people that serve in the pro-life movement are people who've had abortions, because those who are forgiven much, love much. LifeOnWheelsAlabama.com, LifeOnWheelsAlabama.com. They need your help. They need your support. They need your prayers. Those of us that have been directly involved in abortion, we need to make reparation. We need to repair the damage by serving, by giving in some way. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we are thrilled to have Brian Espy and Alejandra Lewis. This beautiful dynamic duo is from a wonderful ministry called Life on Wheels. Life on Wheels is on a mission to serve women, save babies, and share Jesus through the power of ultrasound.
I love it.
You can go out to their website. It's lifeonwheelsalabama.com. Well, give a quick summary, Alejandra. This is our second day, right? So give a quick summary of exactly what Life on Wheels is. Well, Brian was going to do that. Brian, you tell that story. Go ahead.
Basically, we kind of look at ourselves as we're the ambulance, and we try to go in places where we find women who are in some sort of crisis pregnancy, whether that be near a university, in an area, a Walmart, safe areas and so forth like that. And we're able to find women and show them that they do have a life within them. We have a big screen TV and they get to see the heartbeat. And 89% of all those women end up choosing life. And then we bring them to what we call the hospital.
What's the percentage?
89%.
If they 89%
of abortion-minded women, if we can get them on the bus and we can get that free ultrasound to them, it changes the family tree and they choose life when otherwise they were considering, having an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
89% is pretty powerful. And then we partner with local crisis pregnancies and we partner with local churches as well, and we wrap our arms around the woman, the father. We love on them, and we're there as long as they want us to be around to help them, you know, even after birth and so forth. And all those are partnerships with all these other wonderful organizations that are throughout this you know, the state and nation.
Mm-hmm. And you're mm-hmm. in how many cities?
We're in Montgomery. We have a bus in Montgomery. We have two buses in Birmingham, one in the, kind of the central part of Birmingham and one that goes on the outskirts. And we also have a bus in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and we would love to expand. In fact, we're even talking to a group in Mississippi and also a group in Florida around mm-hmm. Tallahassee,
yeah.
Where a lot of abortions occur. So,
And I think I understand that there are some other movements like this, ministries like this throughout the country, but I don't know how many there are. If people were interested in saying, I just love the concept, I don't know exactly where to begin, could they get in touch with you, the website, phone number, and say, I'm really interested in what you're doing?
Yeah, yeah, just check out our website. All of our contact information is right there. You can be in another state. The only thing we have to work out, and we can certainly find, is a doctor within that state who's mm-hmm. Medically licensed. And then they can actually fall under our umbrella, not have to go through all of the paperwork and red tape that we had to go through, and essentially become a chapter mm-hmm. and have their own advisory board and mm-hmm. so forth. Similar to, you know, we kind of see it as you had little old America's Georgia, where most people don't know where in the world that was, where Jimmy Carter's from, that started Habitat for Humanity. And it exploded into a worldwide thing. And that's what we hope that we can somehow get to. If that's Beautiful. God's, if that's God's yes. plan,
right. You got to have a vision.
That's right.
You aim for nothing, you're bound to hit it. So it's beautiful to have a vision. Yeah. It's just like, God, however big you want this thing to be, we want it to be.
But there are people, I pray that there are people watching this that are saying, I'm beginning to catch the vision, but I have no idea how to implement this. And you're saying we have some resources, maybe even the use of a 501c3 or something.
Oh, definitely.
So they come
yeah.
under that.
We've got the wheel. They just got to jump on the wheel and let's roll together.
Jump on the wheel
there
today.
You go. Yep.
Alejandra, your ministry mobilization, but you're also really in touch with women coming into the mobile unit. Share with us more about what you've seen or any testimony that you have or current day, what's going on with these women that are coming. They're not all the same, I understand that, but tell us.
Yes, I can tell you that the clients that we usually see are women between 20 and 29 years old. They already had a child. And it's also important to say that one in every three women in the United States, they had an abortion before 45 years old. One in every three. So it is a safe space. We don't judge anybody. What we want to do is serve them. So we had a client the other day that she came to the bus. She was she's Hispanic, and she wouldn't know how to speak English, so she was really scared. She didn't know where to go, so she came to us, and she just said, I just want to have an abortion. So we welcome her, and we talk to her. We really listen, and her situation was complicated. She said that she had been in the country for only 2 months, that they didn't have the money, and the husband couldn't really find a job. So he started doing drugs. And she was just terrified. She said, like, I don't have a job. This is not my country. What can I do? Mm-hmm. So we pray for her, of course. That's the first thing we do. But we show her her baby. We show her, like, there is life inside of you. And you can tell that she was like, can I go through with this? Mm-hmm. And she right. realized that there was life. She was probably 8 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
And she was just like, I can see the baby. But what was amazing is I've never had a case like that when she changed her mind so fast. She didn't know that here we have the resources.
Right.
So we sent her to a pregnancy center where they speak Spanish. We sent her, you know, to Bundles of Hope for diapers, just different places where she can be helped.
Right.
And we also sent her to a church. It's imperative for us to have that partnership with a church. Because when they come to us and they want to, you know, be fed in faith, we only have 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it is important for us to send them to a safe place. Let's go to the church. And for us, that is beautiful. We were able to share the gospel through our volunteers. So it was just one of the stories that she came to the bus saying, I want to have an abortion. And by the grace of God and the Holy Spirit, we were able to provide what she needed then for her to change her mind and choose life.
So that's the beautiful thing where they could come to you, have that conversation. Without that conversation, if you weren't there, she could have aborted the baby. But it's the beautiful thing when we can have the conversation and say, let us empower you with the truth. Let us find out exactly what is going on. We give her a window to the womb so she can, her mother's heart, because otherwise she was just pregnant in her head. When she sees the ultrasound, all of a sudden her heart explodes.
And shine light over
them.
Yes,
and it's just like, oh, okay, wait a minute, I'm pregnant, right? And it changes the dynamic of the situation.
Well, it brings forth a maternal.
That's exactly what I was saying, that motherly instinct comes out.
Mm-hmm. So now it's not just a conversation only, or I'm pro-life, you're pro-choice, or I got the situation. She's face to face with not her body, because we always hear a woman has a right to her body. It's not, that's not my body that I'm looking at. Yeah. That's the child that we conceived in love or not. This is a part of me, but it's not me. Mm-hmm. You're suddenly face to face, and you're hearing the heartbeat, and suddenly you're face to face with Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, like, who's the least, who came as an embryo and as a fetus, Jesus. Yeah. We always like to share with people, too, just about, you know, we take information on their background. Are you religious? Are you whatever? And mm-hmm. and so we see vast majority of Christian people coming interested in abortion. Yes. And then it's kind of like, oh, see that you put here that you're Catholic. I see you're Pentecostal. Tell me about your faith. Tell me about Jesus. Or do you realize that Jesus was a zygote, an embryo, and a fetus, that he's the Lord of the universe and he came this way? We shouldn't kill our children. We don't kill our children. We don't abort our children.
But it's a conversation to have, because so many times they're in self-talk. I could do this. It'll be okay. It's just my secret. My situation is insurmountable. But to come and to throw them lifelines, just say, okay, so I can help you with this. Here's another. I mean, you can't solve all the problems of the world, but you can give her lifelines to say, this is not hopeless, and I can make this more bearable for you.
And what is the first thing you do when you have a question? Nowadays, we get into our phone, we Google mm-hmm. whatever it is, and we need to be very careful with the information that we get. Mm-hmm. I was trying to get some numbers for the Knights of Columbus about abortion, and then suddenly my phone started just, you know, throwing advertisement about, if you want to have an abortion, we'll sponsor you, or you go to this resort. Like, it made it look like appealing, and mm-hmm. I was sick to my stomach mm-hmm. just to realize how easy it is to get the wrong information.
Right.
So evil is out there. So for us to have the opportunity to shine light over these ladies, to have the information, to empower them, for them to be educated and make their decision, is very important.
Tell it's our beautiful. Family about being a godparent and your ministry that you have and the need that you have for people to come up alongside of you and help you
You're
with your ministry.
That's one of the services, be a godparent? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's something that we came up with a long time
that's
ago.
Good.
And you know, godparents are right there to shelter and to be present with the parents at the time of the sacrament of baptism. But we want godparents to be there even before we get to the sacrament of baptism. And to be a godparent means basically to sponsor an ultrasound, which is $19 is what an ultrasound costs. So we have a group of godparents, and anybody can become one, and they sponsor an ultrasound, which is $19 a month. Mm-hmm. And so they become a godparent it could become multiple, you know, save lives, mm-hmm. we don't know, mm-hmm. but we go through a lot of ultrasounds in a period of time.
So I could give the gift of 12 ultrasounds.
You could.
For that amount mm-hmm. per month.
Yep, you
and
could.
It makes all, and it's always a success. Like, I was wrong for saying that in the first one. It's always a success to show and tell the truth.
It is.
What people do with that, I can't do that. They have free will to do. But at least you know and you see, and the beauty of this. And God really likes it when you choose life. You
know, that's right.
And
you know, the interesting thing is, we've even got some supporters who are pro-choice, which mm-hmm. kind of amazes people. But they look at it and they say, well, you're giving the woman information to make a better decision. And hey, if that saves more lives, then that sounds great. Of course, we're pro-life, and we're trying to do everything that we can to promote life and to save these babies. Mm-hmm. But we are doing it in a loving way, and we are providing the woman with the best technology mm-hmm. that is available today
right.
in order to show the baby and to show that, yes, that is a life within the mother.
Mm-hmm. And then also the ministry needs drivers. So it's not just a woman where women can get involved with the ministry. So what else does you need men to drive these RVs,
oh boy,
right?
we need drivers, that is for sure. And we don't need Dr. Matthew Phillips to drive because he failed his driver's test right off the bat, which is kind of a funny story you have to ask him. But yeah, we need drivers, we need mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, there's always something, the devil's out there and something goes wrong with,
right.
with the bus.
The bus is down.
And insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we spend on average, I brought my little cheat sheet with me again today, and I think I wrote it down somewhere. But anyway, the security cost is astronomical because
mm-hmm.
we've got to have cops there. We've had people, representatives of Planned Parenthood that point and say, well, you did this and so forth. And thankfully, you've got a cop there who said, no, mm-hmm. that actually didn't occur. If not, mm-hmm. it's a he said, she said.
Right.
And there's groups out there that have enough money to dry you out going, mm-hmm. taking you to court
mm-hmm.
and just in legal fees.
Right.
And so, unfortunately, that's the world we live in today.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, there's lots of work that men can help. Of course, we just have women on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, drivers, mechanics, boy, we use all the help. Time mm-hmm. and all that time and that talent.
So we to add to Brian, too, is the way to help. We ask everybody to pray.
Yes.
We really need prayers for our staff, for the ladies, for this ministry. We ask people to go. And if you want to talk about the going and the volunteering,
the Eucharistic Congress, which is just happened. And I know one of the big pushes going into 2025 is called Walk with One.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically pushes us all to kind of get out of our comfort zone mm-hmm. and evangelize that one person or a group of people. But Jesus will talk through you. The Spirit will talk through you and allow you to evangelize. And gosh, if every Catholic, if every Christian would get out there, no matter what, who they are, and just pick one person
mm-hmm.
who you knew that needed to hear Jesus and needed to be shared with, gosh, what a difference that could make going into 2025.
And the most important thing is like at Eucharistic Congress, maybe people had that Mount Tabor experience,
right?
They're all up there on the mountaintop. Well, guess what? We got to come down the mountain
mm-hmm.
and then we got to get into motion, right? Because every Sunday we are sent from our churches to now go.
That's right.
Not to go home and get on the recliner and chill. There's a world out there.
Right.
And there are babies and there are women and there are men that need to be loved and respected and cared for. And we got to go. And so that's our mission.
And we got to all work together.
Right.
We got to take
a
break at this point, mm-hmm. hold you over for the final segment for a few more minutes. Be thinking about what you want to share in these last moments. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away. Welcome back, continuing our conversation about life on wheels, bringing ultrasounds out into the highways and the byways, people coming in, women coming in for pregnancy tests, and the changes that take place in their lives. So Brian, we only have a few minutes left. What's on your heart? What's on your mind? What do you want to say to the family?
I guess one of the big things, Jim, that I wanted to mention was, which is an interesting stat. A lot of people think that abortion has decreased. And that's far from the case, as we were just talking about, as far as the pill availability. In 2023, this is just documented. This doesn't have anything to do with the pills that come from India and so forth. Over 1 million abortions.
Mm-hmm.
1,037,000 is what was documented in 2023. That's the highest number in over 10 years as far as number of abortions. And what we need is we need people to get on board. Crisis pregnancy centers, mobile units, they can come under us, however they want to do it. Prayer, make a difference. And it's not just Alabama, North Carolina, New York, mm-hmm. California, wherever it may be. but to get out there and to make a difference. And let's grow this thing. Like I mentioned earlier about the Habitat for Humanity, it went from little old Americus, Georgia, mm-hmm. to worldwide, boom, mm-hmm. in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm. We're not waiting for you to come. We want to bring life to you. That's life on wheels. We want to bring the sanctity of life, the ultrasound machine, free, although nothing's really free.
It's free to the client.
It's free to the client, not free to us.
Alejandra, what's on your mind in the last few minutes? Your heart, what do you want to share with the people?
I would definitely say we need help. We need people to pray, to give, and to go. And what I'm saying to go is to volunteer. Mm-hmm. We need drivers. We need client advocates. Brian was talking about probably mechanics, data entry people. Mm-hmm. We need people that are willing, that they have a passion to serve, that they're strong in their beliefs and their faith, mm-hmm. and they can help us.
Right.
Serve these ladies that they need help. And they can just reach out to us, and if they're willing to volunteer, I would love to come and talk to them. Small groups, a church visit. I mean, I'm open. Mm-hmm. I'll go.
Pray. Become a godparent. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the minimum thing. But boy, we could take a lot of drivers and a lot of other needs, certainly. But at a minimum, pray and become a godparent. You make a huge difference.
Which is so beautiful. And the beautiful thing is that you're going out no matter what. And we always like to tell our people, you need to build your portfolio this side of heaven to make it matter for all eternity. Because when we die, we're going to stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he will ask us, what did you do for the least of these?
That's right.
Well, the least of these are our unborn brothers and sisters.
Brian, Alejandra, Dr. Phillips, who isn't with us today, thank you so much for bringing this vision forth that was always in the heart of God. And some of this has come forth through loss and suffering and pain. And God is doing something so glorious with it. And so we're just very thankful and very proud of you both. And I pray this spreads all over the country and that Life on Wheels here in Alabama is ready to help and to assist. Mm. Thank you so much.
Well, thank both of y'all for the invitation to come on your show and to tell a little bit about Life on Wheels.
Our privilege.
Thank you.
It's lifeonwheelsalabama.com, lifeonwheelsalabama.com. It just wouldn't only benefit Alabama. They will share with anybody throughout the country, cast this vision, and help you, assist you to bring this to your community. It's needed all over the country, all over the world, for that matter. Life, marriage, and the family will prevail. God bless you and all of your loved ones. You're an important part of this family, and you're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.